This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Opponents of Nicolas Maduro take to the streets to revive protests disputing the results of the Venezuelan election. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The demonstrations in the capital, Caracas, come exactly a month after the fraught July 28th vote, in which Maduro was declared the winner despite strong evidence that opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez won by a nearly 2-1 margin. In weeks of on-again, off-again demonstrations, the opposition's rallying cry has been constant, but so far, ineffective. Opponents are demanding that election officials publish results from each polling station that they say would expose Maduro's attempts to steal the election. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tolkarm, and Tubas in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian health authorities said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has the story.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tolkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com.